Olivia always tried to avoid going to Dr. Woods, preferring to see his female business partner at the practice. Not because she didn't like Dr. Woods or because he was bad at his job. He was great. The problem was he was incredibly handsome, kind, and interesting. Olivia felt like a teenager with a crush around him, and that was the last thing she needed if she was feeling sick. Olivia didn't have a choice about seeing him this time. She needed a checkup before going on a work trip for insurance purposes, and it was all very last minute. Her normal doctor wasn't available. In fact, Dr. Woods, Andrew, had offered to fit her in after hours as a favor.
Andrew did a lot for his patients, but secretly, there were some he preferred over others. He'd seen Olivia only a few times before she moved to the other doctor at the office, but he'd never forgotten about her. Olivia was absolutely beautiful and had intelligence to match. He normally tried not to think about patients that way, but Olivia made it difficult.
As a journalist, Olivia was used to jetting all over the world for stories she was covering. Whenever she was sent to more remote places, she had to get checkups first.
Andrew stared at Olivia just a little too long for what could be considered professional. He cleared his throat and picked up the blood pressure cuff.
Olivia tried not to think about what Andrew's fingers felt like on her bare arm. But the second they brushed against her bicep and adjusted the cuff, she got goosebumps. She looked away and tried to focus on an informational poster instead. Olivia couldn't exactly tell Andrew that she was nervous because of how attractive he was, or that just a simple touch of his fingers was a turn-on.
Andrew noticed that Olivia seemed tense, but decided to let it be, for now. He picked up his stethoscope.
Olivia nodded, and Andrew leaned in close. She could smell his aftershave, and it was deliciously manly. Work kept her so busy that she hadn't been on a date in months. That was her excuse for why she was so reactive right now. It was easier than acknowledging how much she wanted Andrew. He slid his hand down the neck of her shirt and placed the stethoscope over her heart. Olivia couldn't suppress her shiver.
Andrew told himself that Olivia's shiver was from the cold of the stethoscope. It was foolish to think it had anything to do with him. He listened to her heart, noticing the rapid uptick when he adjusted his grip and his fingers brushed against the swell of her breast. He removed the stethoscope reluctantly. He wanted to keep on touching her.
Andrew was giving her a perfect out. All Olivia had to do was agree, and Andrew would be none the wiser. She looked up at him, standing closer than he needed to. Olivia swore she saw a flicker of hope in Andrew's eyes. She wasn't usually a coward. Her job took her all over the world, and she'd been in plenty of dangerous situations. Maybe for once, her bravery could come in handy in her personal life. And if not, she could always change doctors.
It was Andrew's turn for his heart to race. Olivia was looking up at him from her seat on the exam table, biting her lip in a way that made Andrew want to ravage her. Did she even know how sexy she was?
Olivia's heart sank. She knew it was a risk, but she really thought she had a shot. Before she could make her excuses and leave, Andrew was stepping closer to her.
Andrew leaned down and captured Olivia's lips in his own. He sucked on her bottom lip, plump, from the way she'd been biting it with her teeth. Olivia kissed him back with equal passion. When they separated, they were both breathing heavily.
Andrew's eyes darkened with lust. He straightened up and a smirk tugged at his lips.
Olivia's breath hitched and she nodded. She stood up and began taking her clothes off. Andrew's fingers itched to help her, but she put on a show for him. She undressed slowly, making sure Andrew was watching every move, witnessing every new inch of exposed flesh. Olivia took her bra off, and Andrew's desire grew tenfold when her nipples hardened in the cool air. Olivia shimmied out of her pants and underwear, leaving her fully bare. Andrew throbbed with need.
There was something erotic for Olivia about undressing for Andrew while he remained clothed. He looked so good in his crisp white coat. Olivia tingled with desire.
Andrew watched as Olivia climbed onto the exam bed, following his orders perfectly. She assumed the position, exposed and waiting for him.
Olivia's core clenched needily as Andrew took his place at the end of the exam bed. He grabbed onto her hips, repositioning her so she was right at the edge in perfect reach. He ran his hands down her thighs, teasing them open. She missed his hands the second they left her skin, but then Andrew was putting on surgical gloves and a fresh wave of arousal hit her.
Andrew saw the way Olivia clenched with desire. He sat on a stool at the end of the exam bed and traced his fingers over her folds. She was already getting wet, and he dipped his glove fingers between her labia to examine her wetness.
The first touch of Andrew's fingers sent sparks through Olivia's body. There was a hint of taboo to what they were doing, and it heightened every sensation. Olivia had never been more aware of her pussy. Andrew examined her thoroughly, tracing his fingers over her as if learning her anatomy.
Andrew couldn't get enough of Olivia's pussy. He stroked his fingers over her clit, testing the sensitivity. Olivia's legs twitched and he made a mental note to touch lightly. He moved his fingers down and pushed them slowly inside of her, feeling for the place where she'd feel the most pleasure.
Olivia squirmed, the teasing making her desperate. Andrew's fingers felt good, but she wanted more, needed more.